It's another Channel Seed growing season update here at the beginning of the month of June. Joining us, Bart Marshall, Channel Seed field sales representative. And you cover roughly the southern 15 counties of the state of Michigan. Bart, good to check in with you as we see corn and soybean planting moving right along, but not quite finished yet in your area, correct?
Yeah, Andy, that's the synopsis. We're not close to the finish line, at least for the first time. It's been cold. When you look at 15 counties, there's a little bit of everything across the whole bottom belt of Michigan. But all in all, we are, 96% done with planting. And these cool temperatures have caused a lot of slow emergence out there.
Yeah, specifically according to USDA NASS, both corn and soybean emergence is behind the five-year average. And as far as the crop ratings, 53% good to excellent on corn, 54% good to excellent on soybeans. Does that about jive with what you see?
I would agree with that. You know, the plants that are up that got planted early before it got those 385-degree days of warm, sunny weather early in May, that corn is 3.5 and 4 leaf tall. It looks good. It's got great color, but there's very, very few acres that I could put into that category. Those farmers that wait for better planting conditions and warmer soil types now have crops that have had a lot more cool stress early on in life. You know, when that kernel takes its first drink of moisture, we want it to be 50 degrees or warmer, if possible. And these cool nights we've been having a lot of have got a lot of plants looking kind of peaked. There's a lot of plants that are just ready to pop through here any day. And so this upcoming rain here, end of this week, is a welcome sight for a lot of us. Of course, we don't want too much rain. We just want enough to, you know, get everything out of the ground and get started so that we know we can put our corn planters and bean planters away for the year.
And there are forecasts, according to our Ryan Martin, for some rain over the next week, but plenty, it would appear anyway, plenty of warmish and dry weather with possibly some good dry down here and there. Does that suit you?
Yes. If we could get ourselves a nice shower to get everything popped, and then have some nice warm sun for 4 or 5 days, we wouldn't recognize these crops. They would light up. They're just waiting. You know, when a crop doesn't have, it needs heat and it needs moisture, and the crop so far this year really hasn't had both at the same time until now. So if we can get a drink, get some heat, get some sun, and let Mother Nature take its course, I think we'll all be sleeping and breathing easier at night.
And with those cool temperatures, disease is likely a concern. What are your thoughts there?
Well, yeah, sure. When seeds sit in the ground, we've had corn that's taken 18 and 19 days to come out of the ground. And when that kernel is out, you know, guys have got they've sprayed their Roundup. Everything is brown except for the crop. And you think of all those bugs underground looking for food. If the only thing alive is your corn or your beans, those plants are under siege by insects that are trying to survive, trying to live. And it's the only thing that, you don't have any live weeds out there or roots to eat on. So we're worried about pressure from weed treatments holding up long enough. You know, they're not designed to go a month. And we've seen some seed corn maggot. We've seen some hair-like roots that have been gnawed off of plants by white grubs. We've seen a little bit of some slug damage, which isn't nearly as bad as it was last year, but it's out there in pockets. So there's the plants are underground. They're cold, and it's ripe for those cold season diseases to potentially affect soybeans as well as corn. And like I said a minute ago, these seed treatments are worth every penny right now that we're getting out of them.
What's your recommendation for growers, especially as they've wrapped up planting and they've got some time to walk fields?
Get out and take a look at those spots. Farmers know where their hot spots are or where their weak spots are in their fields. get out and take a look at those low spots. Make sure you haven't had any frost. We had some cool temperatures and a little bit of frost replant done here 2 days ago on some muck in some areas in southern Michigan. So get out into your low ground and see what you've got for stands. Get out where you've had a history of a lot of insect pressure and take a look at those crops. And if you need help, reach out to people, you know, your seed people like Channel Seed Pros and others should be on top of this with their agronomists, taking a look at things with you and helping you through figuring out. Now is the time to fix problems. We can do about anything with replants or with resprays, all of that. There's a thousand options when the crop is small. But once it gets up to your calf and once it starts getting 12 inches tall or taller, those windows start closing on opportunities to fix problems. So the early bird in terms of the farmer getting out and seeing things, the early bird's going to get this worm. If we find something and we can address it quickly, now is the time.
Bart Marshall is with Channel Seed, and we appreciate you taking the time to pass along an update to us, Bart. Hope it goes well the rest of what's left of planting.
Thank you, Andy, and appreciate the time, and everybody stay safe out there.